Today's radio show is sponsored by people who sponsor things.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Get ready to celebrate all things chocolate because it is National Chocolate Day.
National Chocolate Day.
Oh, yeah. I can bore you to death with stats about chocolate.
It's not boring at all.
So we have chocolate.
You get so charming when you eat chocolate.
My chocolate. My beautiful chocolate.
Chocolate City.
Don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hands.
For National
Just mention
Chocolate
this
Day.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't touch my chocolate. It cannot be handled by human hands. Well, I mean, maybe the right set of human hands. I don't know. Anyway, hi there. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. We are also on Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? Well, to get us on the Alexa device, you can get our feature channel and our live show. So how does that work? Explain, Lucy. Okay, you know how when you go to radio434.com and you click on our feature channel, which is Modern Alternative, and you hit play, and it's a 24/7, 365 radio station, right? You can get that on the Alexa device simply by enabling the skill. You have to say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and...
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish Monday through Friday. And then we take all the segments and stuff and we repack it into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon. You can get that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And... She will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. All right. Oh, yeah. And you can watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. You know what else you can watch on Facebook Live? You can see our latest test drive interview. We had a blast making this one. We had Keely and Tom Turkey joining us from Humankind to promote the Turkey Trot coming up. And Pierre, of all people, Pierre, the sales manager from CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, joined us. He showed us this incredible Honda Pilot Black Edition, which was just bonkers. It is amazing. And he took us around. And I broke my one rule that I was going to make that I've attempted to keep through 85 episodes. Yeah, this is the 85th episode of Test Drive Interviews. Can you believe that? So we went all James Corden style on this one, and we did carpool karaoke. I know. I don't even have a sound effect for that. I'm
Wow.
Yeah. The whole concept of test drive interviews came from when I watched Jerry Seinfeld riding in cars with comedians getting coffee. And I thought, now wait a minute. I could do, you know, we could do this whole thing where we take notable people around town or a nonprofit organization that has a big upcoming event, and we ride around with them in a vehicle that we get from a sponsor. And then the light bulb went off, and Test Drive Interviews was created. And we shopped it around. We pitched it to a number of dealerships. And at the time, Billy Craft Honda, they jumped on it. And I said, well, do you want us to do this with any of the other Billy Craft locations? And they said, absolutely not. We want this for ourselves. We want this to be Honda exclusive. So I said, all right, that's totally cool. And 85 episodes later, and we are still with Honda. So Pierre showed us this incredible vehicle, and then we went and we attempted to do carpool karaoke with the Dumb and Dumber version of Mockingbird. So you have to, it's almost towards the end of the video, so you have to watch the whole video to catch that little nugget. But it is well worth the wait, and the vehicle itself is just stunning. Keeley and Tom Turkey did an incredible job. Pierre did an incredible job as well, showing us and demonstrating the vehicle. But if you want to learn more about Turkey Trot, just go to humankind.org and /Turkey Trot, or just go to their event page, and you'll learn all about that event. They might. They're nearing getting sold out for the Turkey Trot. So if you want to get in on that event, you may want to go there and get your tickets or get your passes now to run the race or walk the race or stroll the or wobble the race, however you do it. All right, on today's program, we have, of course, smartness, 5 random facts. That's a given. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. We've got some good news for you as well. And because this week, Halloween coming up, we have a poll. And we found the percentage of Americans that eat chocolate at least once a week. We're going to talk about that, plus our favorite candies. Okay. Let me see. Are these all chocolates? Almost. They're almost all chocolates on National Chocolate Day. So we're going to talk about that. Number 10 is not. I said it's not. Yeah. So we've got that and our top list. Top favorite things. Your favorite Halloween candy says about ye. All right. That's what we're going to do. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, let's get rid of this graphic. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Now, an ordinary kid on Halloween.
Look, I'm 10 now, okay? I've been around the block a few times. I've seen behind the curtain. I look cute, say trick or treat, and you give me candy. That's the deal. What I'm not going to tolerate this year are Smarties or Necco wafers. So if that's in the offing, take your butt back to Walmart and step up your candy game. And to the woman that gave me raisins last year, I know where you live. We all do. I'm not saying eggs may find your garage door, or your jack-o'-lantern might have an unfortunate accident, or even that your cat Sparkles will go missing. But this year, maybe you go with the full-size candy bars. Happy Halloween!
This has been An Ordinary Kid on Halloween.
Yeah, it has been. The Mike Show. All right. We're going to talk candy, and it is National Chocolate Day today. Well, the fact that it's 3 days before Halloween seems kind of evil, right? A poll of 1,000 Americans found 79% of us eat chocolate at least once a week in general. On Halloween week, it is a lot more. 59% say milk chocolate is their favorite type. Dark chocolate is next, and white chocolate is a distant third. If there's any doubt that Halloween runs on chocolate, a recent poll by Ranker.com looked at the 10 Halloween candies we opened first, and only one non-chocolate candy made the top 10. We kind of want to save the non-chocolate candy to be, we're going to do it from the top down this time, and we'll do it a little different. Number one on the list, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, of course. Kit Kats came in second, Twix third, M&M's at number four, Snickers at number five, Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins. So you'd almost expect them to be eaten first, but the normal cups are more common, I guess. So maybe we save them. Hershey Bars, number seven, Milky Way at number eight, Nestle Crunch Bar at number nine, Starburst, the only non-chocolate candy to crack the top 10. Gummy Bears, Skittles, and Nerds came very, very close to the top 10, though. So with that brings us to our top list, with a survey finding that Halloween candy, the Halloween candy we eat first, is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup because, well, duh. Here, let's get the sound effect. Because, duh.
What a delicious task that is.
Absolutely. Yes. But after that, anything goes. Find out where your favorite ranks and what it says about you with today's list. It's our top list today. Top things your favorite Halloween candy says about ye. All right, here we go. Number one, Milk Duds. I want candy stuck in my teeth until mid-November. Tootsie Roll. You know that stuff you patch your tire with? I think it's delicious. Top things your favorite candy says about ye. Junior Mints. I'm really into the taste toothpaste leaves in my mouth. Starburst. In a world that makes you choose between candy or gum, you say, why not both? Skittles. I like Starburst with a crunch. Top things your favorite Halloween candy says about you. Sour Patch Kids. I like to remind my taste buds who's in charge. Necco Wafers. I time traveled here from 1935. Top things your favorite Halloween candy says about ye. Candy corn. I don't exist. Whoppers. I really don't exist. And top things your favorite candy, Halloween candy, says about you. Pretzels. I don't understand the point of Halloween. That's your favorite Halloween candy. It's the Mike Show. But what about candy corn?
There's a certain candy.
There's a certain candy.
We should never eat.
We should never eat.
It gives you diabetes because it is so stinking sweet. It's candy corn. Yes, candy corn can. Check the trick-or-treat bags and remove them if you can this Halloween.
Yep. All right. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Candy Corn. No, it's brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Sean Diddy Combs' prison release date has been set as May 8, 2028. Man, even his release date is a rhyme. CBS Evening News anchor John Dickerson is leaving. If you just asked who, that's probably the reason why. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly reconciled. I'm no psychic, but I know what story's coming in a month. And experts say nightlights could increase your risk of heart attack. Read more about it in the latest issue of Everything Kills You magazine. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy you could join us on this moist Tuesday, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4, somebody needs to wipe that thing off. It's got raindrops all over it. Taking a look at the river. And some raindrops hitting us. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. All right, coming up on today's broadcast, we are going to get so smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Here, check this out. I'm going to share screen. This is that cool S, or the S thing. It's been a common symbol in graffiti and school kids' notebook doodles since the 1980s, and it's been trademarked since 2020. And by the way, if you're listening, that's the S you start making in 2 rows of 3 vertical lines. If you want to see it, if you're not sure what we're talking about, go to our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. The exact origin of the symbol is unclear. Now, the trademark holder had no hand in the symbol's creation and stated that they have no intention to sue others if they use it. I don't know. Number 2. Let's get rid of that. The Big Mac, the sandwich, was originally... The Big Mac is... Yeah, it was originally...
What a delicious task that is.
I, you know what? It used to be so much bigger and so much better, so much mackier. Anyway, the Big Mac was originally called the Aristocrat. Well, that name bombed. And then it was switched to the Blue Ribbon Burger. That also bombed. So then they went with the Big Mac, which obviously stuck. There we go. Number three. On March 12, 1951, a cartoonist in the UK, there he is, and a cartoonist in America both launched a comic called Dennis the Menace. But they were two separate and unrelated characters, and the creators didn't know about each other. Number four, Bobby Pearce from Australia won the gold medal in men's single skull. Is that skulls? Is that how you pronounce it?
Skulls.
Skulls. Okay. Men's single skulls rowing in the 1928 Summer Olympics, even though he paused during the competition to let a family of ducks swim past. And then number five, essential oils get their name because they contain the essence of a plant's smell, not because they're crucial or vital in any way. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the
skulls.
Yeah. Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place those sounds in your ear holes, and you're going to like it. We've got we'll get stupid, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, let's go to viral videos. More and more people are beginning to play with AI music programs and make covers of famous songs as different genres. So what if a glam metal band did Rhinestone Cowboy? Here, listen.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway. Well,
I'm digging this.
There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
I am digging this.
Riding out on a horse in a storm.
Get a big yes from me. All right, let's see. What is this? A modern... No, let's. We're gonna skip that one. That goes in Stupid Criminals. I'm sorry. And that one goes in Stupid Criminals. And that one goes in Stupid Criminals. Skip that. Skip that. How about this? Last night's marathon game three of the World Series was in the 14th inning when the commentators jokingly became concerned for the Dodgers organist.
Do they have a backup organist, or is this poor guy had to do the whole game?
Dieter doesn't stop.
The whole game?
His fingers just go forever. Yeah.
Wow.
Strong fingers.
I bet he does. All right. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. As we get closer to Halloween, let's do another Jerry Seinfeld classic bit about trick-or-treating as a kid.
Remember those last few Halloweens? Getting a little too old for it. Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong, come on, lady, let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
All right. There you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and like you like it. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, a guy in New Jersey invited a woman over for a booty call. And
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. And,
nice beaver.
That's what
Thank
he said.
You.
But then...
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
No, he fell asleep before she got there. So she torched his house. Wow. It happened in 2019, but the case kept dragging on, and she was just in court last Friday. Police say 35-year-old Tasia Russell texted a guy that she had been sleeping with named Curtis, who described her as his side chick. She texted hello, and he told her to come over. His exact words were, "Bring your ass." It was very, very late. It was a late night text, and she didn't get to his place until around 4 a.m. So he was sleeping, and he didn't answer the door. She texted him a bunch of angry stuff, including, "You wasted my money to come over here, and I see you want to die. I see you want to... Oh, my Lord." Then she went to a nearby gas station, bought lighter fluid and matches, and sets his house on fire. He woke up to his place fully engulfed, and he couldn't get to the door. He had to forcefully remove an entire window frame to save himself. He ran to the nearby police station in just a t-shirt, no mention of pants. He had first and second degree burns and was covered in soot. Police charged her with 6 different crimes, including attempted murder, but they agreed to drop most of those charges as part of a plea agreement. She won't be sentenced until January, but pled guilty to aggravated arson. Prosecutors are asking for 8 years in prison. She'll have to serve at least 6.5 before she's eligible for parole. And then a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde in Arizona are accused of not only breaking into a restaurant, but stealing money and engaging in adult relations activities, too. The owner of the restaurant posted videos of the suspects on social media to help find them.
I'm Miss Bonnie Parker, and this here's Mr. Clyde Barrow. We rob banks.
Yeah, okay. Police in Pennsylvania are investigating after a bag supposedly containing cocaine was found in a trick-or-treater's bag on Saturday night. Here's Chief Jack Doherty and a concerned parent talking about it.
Check your kids' candy. Check what they bring home before they eat it. Make sure you throw anything away that's opened or unrecognizable. Just throw it away. It's not worth, you know, the problem.
I'd hope it was an accident. I would hope that nobody's deliberately trying to give that away to kids. That's not a good thing.
No. Remember the couple from weeks ago when 3 people wearing Halloween masks terrorized their home in Alexandria, Virginia? Well, they threatened to harm the people inside and even tried to break in. They ended up being relatives of the homeowner. I mean, no, wait. There we go. That's there we go.
You idiot!
Apparently, it was supposed to be a prank. Here are some of the threatening things they were saying.
The worst nightmare! Open the door!
Either you come out or we come in!
Open the door!
Yeah, they're lucky they didn't get shot. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An 8th grader in California named Kevin Tang was just named America's top young scientist in 2025 for an invention inspired by his grandmother. It's called Fall Guard. It uses cameras and AI to detect if someone falls and get help. The title comes with a $25,000 grand prize. Here's Kevin talking about his invention.
5 years ago, my grandma fell in this kitchen. But by the time we noticed and called 911, it was already too late, which left her with permanent brain damages. That's why I invented Fall Guard, which is a real-time fall detection system.
Once a fall is detected, a notification is sent immediately to a family member through email. I am also developing a mobile app with a real-time push notifications. My goal is to integrate directly with 911 or emergency service providers, ensuring fast responses and help.
All right, there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food, donate unexpired, non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit UnitedWayCV.org. for a list of collection sites, or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information, and together we can harvest hope for our neighbors in need.
All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Stay moist, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.